say you probably put in enough time.
It's sad. Sad when anyone gets in.
In that kind of.
Their mentality, you know, it's low and resistance. Resistance to anything.
Yeah.
I don't think she's even married to this man. I think they just live together.
Oh.
Of course, she's always afraid she'll lose him, and he's an habitual alcoholic. Not just an alcoholic, but a habitual one. Mm. No good. I just say a man that will stay around a woman like that, and she owns a house and owns a farm. And if he had any spunk at all, he'd stay in. Help her make a living, or he'd get plumb out of her life. That's what I told him. I said, you ought to get, he's not a native, he comes from Indiana, and he's just down here. And I said, what you need to do, Dwight, is to get away from Mildred and just say, now, Mildred, I am through, I'm leaving. I don't want to fool with you anymore. And don't just go up here to Jonesboro and work and come back every once in a while. Get away and let her know that, and then she'll get over it.
But he won't do it.
No, he won't do that. No manhood about him, though.
Well, Sue can't get over tomato pie. I just never heard
good
of it.
Good, though.
Oh, that's sort of good, in fact. Because I like tomatoes a lot. Did you ever have the kind of, raise the kind of onions that they, did they eat the green part, too?
Well,
what did they call it?
You've got two kinds that we put out. We got the onion plants and the onion sets. Now the sets are the little bulb type that you put out, and you can eat that, the green end of that if you want to, or the plants. It's just a little, you're probably familiar with, just a little onion about so big. You get a whole bunch of them, put them out. It's about 3 or 4 weeks of good weather, and you've got green onions.
Green onions.
And if you don't eat them, well, then they make the big. The big onions.
Oh, they do. They turn into this one to the big onions. I didn't realize that.
But if you pull them and eat them green, then you get a little onion about maybe so big on the end, and you can eat it or you quack it off like they do on restaurants. We don't. We just cut the roots off and eat the little onion. We don't eat a lot of onions. So, well, I like them once in a while with the, if we have white beans, which we hardly ever do, but with white beans or with hamburgers. I like them, but them suckers, they smell pretty loud. And,
when you're the mayor,
Well, I'd say that they're not the most romantic vegetables.
I like that. That's funny. That's really funny. I've never heard of
it. I used to tell this stepdaughter of mine, you know, I said, you eat onions when you're young? I said, only when I want to keep the girls blown away from me. She gets a kick out of it.
Oh, I bet.
And I showed her these. I said, see them knots on my arms? She said, yeah. She said, what caused that? I said, knocking the darn girls off when I was a teenage boy.
Oh, I bet she gets a kick out of it.
Yeah, she gets a kick out of it.
That's great. Oh, how about cabbage? Did they raise very many?
Yeah, and they made that kraut, you know. Homemade kraut.
Did they raise a lot of it?
Oh, yeah. Depends on how well the family liked kraut.
Yeah.
See.
That was primarily what they used cabbage for?
They'd use the cabbage and cook the cabbage and eat them while they were in season.
I see.
See. Mm-hmm. But the only way they had of saving cabbage then was in kraut.
Was in kraut.
And they'd make the kraut, and then you could eat the raw kraut or you could eat the cooked kraut. You know,
I see.
My mom used to put it down in old churns and weighed it down, you know, just, we had lots of churns around there, you know. I don't know what happened to all of them. They'd be worth $50 a piece or more now.
Sure.
But she'd have those things full of kraut. We used to, my brother and I used to go to the woods and gather up what we call possum grapes and summer grapes.